The Bombardment. Shortly after 8 a.m. on the 16th of December 1914, two German battle cruisers, the Van der Tann and the Derfflinger, appeared out of the morning mist, and at a range of about 1 mile attacked Scarborough, firing over 700 shells in less than 30 minutes. The first salvos appeared to be targeting what could be military targets, including the coastal signal station and the castle headland. Soon, however, they were firing at the town itself in a more indiscriminate manner, hitting over 200 houses, 7 churches and 10 public buildings. The Grand Hotel took over 30 shells, one passing through the lighthouse tower before it exploded at the hotel. The tower had to be demolished several days later and was only rebuilt in 1931. 18 men, women and children died in the attack, and many more were injured. A 15-year-old boy, George Taylor, was killed on his way to buy a newspaper, and a postman died whilst on his early round. In the most tragic incident, a mother and 3 children died as a result of an explosion in Wycombe Street. Now, many believe the attack to be a prelude to a German invasion and, in panic, took to the railway station and roads leading out of the town in a bid to escape. It's not clear why Scarborough was chosen, but the Germans hoped that causing civilian fear and panic would undermine British morale. The German fleet was also keen to lure the Royal Navy out to engage them in battle in the open seas, and the attack served as a diversion to enable another of the German ships, a light cruiser, the Kolberg, to lay mines between Filey and Flamborough Head. The attack, which led to Winston Churchill describing the Germans as baby killers, was used by the British government as a recruiting sergeant in the Remember Scarborough campaign.